Just in this show, we were talking about the Fairfield Little League team and advancing in the Little League World Series, and we're so excited for them. But, you know, there was another story actually this month that really caught our eye here on WICC, and that was that a Little League team from Venezuela was actually blocked from getting into the U.S. for the World Series because of the travel ban. And so I wanted to talk about not only this situation, but certainly, and we went down the rabbit hole and we started talking about the World Cup, which is coming in 2020. This is a huge deal that it's going to be in the U.S. for the first time in quite some time. And I'm curious, you know, you look at some of the teams that have already qualified, Iran being one of them. You know, what does this mean when it comes to kind of our foreign relations and especially with sports? I know that may sound silly to you, but this is a huge deal. What people put into their training and their athletic abilities to then be able to compete on this international level, to know that a ban could actually block them from playing, I mean, is a pretty big deal. And so we reached out to our friends at University of New Haven, and they connected me with Dr. Brian Marks, who I have to confess, Mr. Marks and I go way back because I went to school with his children. So Dr. Marks, I'm going to try to call you Dr. Marks, Brian, whatever I can without my mom yelling at me saying it's Mr. Marks, Melissa. It's great to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
And thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
So there's a lot, honestly, on your resume, Dr. Marks, because you're a professor, obviously, at the University of New Haven for both economics, business analytics. You also are an attorney. You also happen to, fall right under the category of specifically Little League. You are celebrating your 50th year as an umpire for Little League baseball and softball.
Well, I have to say, it's 51 now.
Oh!
So I just, 51 years since the first game I umpired. So you either can say I'm very old or I started very young. So I'd like the latter as opposed to the former.
I pick you're very brilliant. How about that?
Well, I appreciate that.
I mean, you have a doctor in front of your name. So, I mean, it just goes with the title. But, I mean, let's talk about, first of all, the scenario I just shared with you. When we think about travel bans and whether people agree with them or they don't, in some degree, people can understand them. But when you talk about the sports world, I don't know if that was really thought out entirely. The idea that you have a lot of different countries competing and that are going to qualify, but if we can't get there or they can't get here, that really, you know, is a problem.
I think you're right, but first I think we should look back to the proclamation the president issued in June of this past year, where he basically imposed, as you noted, the ban. However, he did provide certain exceptions. And the good news, at least for the FIFA World Cup, is it fits into one of the exceptions. Now,
okay,
that arguably shouldn't come as a surprise given the recent, and I'll put in quote, antics of the president at the soccer matches a year ahead of the World Cup held in the United States. We also have to remember the World Cup this time around is not only being hosted here in the United States, but I believe there are venues in Canada and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So the World Cup and its athletes are falling under exemption at this point in time under that proclamation. Arguably, the Olympics also specifically falls under the exemption. So given, and I'll say this, the dollars involved, it's somewhat not as a surprise that we'd see those two explicit carve-outs. There is a third basis for an exemption, and that is, quote, other major sporting events designated by the Secretary of State. So there was explicit statements, World Cup, Olympics. But now the question is about all the other athletic competitions that may or may not be characterized as other major sporting events.
So is that, and I don't mean to jump ahead, but Brian, is that what you were insinuating when we talk about the Little League baseball team from Venezuela? I know they had their visas denied, so they couldn't compete. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, so let me do two things here. One, I am a Little League volunteer And my first game I umpired was 1974 for Little League. I'm still involved here, and I've done a World Series softball because I'm known as a softball umpire, not as a baseball umpire. So, one, I want to make clear, I'm not speaking on behalf of Little League. I'm
right.
just giving you this professor's opinion. And what became clear to me from reading the articles, reading the proclamation, and by the way, the issue is going to come up again because we're talking about the Senior Little League World Series, which is occurring. We're also talking about the Little League World Series. So Little League has different levels of play. The seniors, I believe, are 16 and under, that age group. The Little League World Series focuses on the 12 and under players, and Venezuela won that regional as well. But that event doesn't occur until August 13th. So what the visa was denied because of the ban. It's not clear to me to what extent appeals were made for the visa exception from the Secretary of State. So that's where the seniors fell in. We will see what's going to happen or not with respect to the classic, the Little League World Series in Williamsport, where everyone's eyes are on that event. It is an amateur event, too. Let's differentiate it. And one other thing from my perspective, and like I said, I'm a little biased here, but when it comes to Little League has a special status here in the United States. It's recognized for its national significance for youth sports and for civic development. And that occurred in a public law in 1964. So one would suggest here that, or one could argue, it has national significance to the United States, expanding its soft power, although we're seeing a retraction of that based on what the Trump administration did with USAID, for example. But one could see we're talking about 13 to 15, in this case, 12-year-olds.
So preteens.
Who may be impacted like their senior counterparts who are 16. And one could say this ban or the lack of exemption provided by the Secretary of State is a little bit overboard in the context of sports, especially a sport involving you got umpires who are coming who are not compensated. You have coaches who are not compensated. You have players who are not compensated.
Right.
So one would think civic engagement, national significance, and the goodwill of the United States would be applicable. So for me, I would encourage almost every youth in the United States who's played baseball or softball, has played Little League, has probably dreamed about being in the World Series, whether it's the softball World Series or the baseball World Series. Every state has had probably a Little League in their state. Can you imagine a campaign of youth calling for their brothers and sisters to be able to play in the Little League World Series?
Dr. Brian Marks is here, who is a professor at the University of New Haven for economics, business analytics, also an attorney, and also is celebrating 51 years as an umpire in Little League baseball and softball. And Brian, you were talking about how it would be really impactful to have, you know, if you've got Little League teams that are competing, and certainly Little League teams just representing every state across the country, you know, really speaking up and saying, hey, you know, we want to just play. We just want to play. We don't want politics to be pouring into our game. And, you know, to your point earlier, you've got coaches and players who are not being paid. This is fun for them, but they want to compete. And being blocked because of you know, visas that were denied and all of that is really disheartening. I'm curious what your thoughts are, though. you know, you raised kids, now grandkids as well. Do you feel like, though, you know, one of the criticisms that I think athletes have been getting recently is the fact that they use their level of fame, if you will, and their name, likeness, image, they use it to then promote their own, you know, political views or their opinions, things like that. And people don't like it. They're like, keep politics out of sports. But to your point, you know, where is sort of that line, especially when you talk about young kids, getting them into, you know, they'd have to get into politics because to a little bit to explain to your team, you know, hey, this team was blocked because there are a lot of political issues going on right now. There's a lot of controversy around U.S. and other countries. And so our president felt it was best and the most protective thing to have a, you know, a ban in place. And that's why this team is not here. It's a little bit of a slippery slope. What do you think?
Well, you know, I can't disagree with anything you said. I think you summarized it quite nicely. I mean, what's really unfortunate, from the first time I started officiating in sports to now, and youth sports are critical for the psychological, emotional, and health and well-being of kids.
Mm.
There's no doubt of it. Now, I'm not limiting it to just sports because I believe in music and theater, all these things. But
Agreed.
We're talking about sports right now.
Right.
And we've seen this evolution. And unfortunately, you know, we can turn the clock back to the Carter administration when there was boycotts of the Olympics. And there was a lot of debate back then. I'm now dating myself. But there was a lot of debate back then about, should the U.S. boycott? Should the Soviet Union boycott the Olympics? Because the Olympics were about sport and community and engagement. And as we've moved forward over time, and as sports, the professional sports, and even as we move down the ranks, more and more money is involved. And unfortunately, when there's more and more money involved, and this is my personal opinion, politics can't help but creep in.
Mm.
We're seeing that. And let's not forget, you know, you mentioned, and rightly so, I was taking a little bit of a note, name, image, likeness deals. You know, the president issued a different executive order for the good of athletics. And the importance of athletics. And then here we see a ban and his Secretary of State not providing an exemption for the good of athletics. Is it only for the good of athletics that relates to money and NIL? And
right.
What's also become very interesting is how it is filtering down the issue of money. States, high school athletic associations have to deal with the issue of name, image, and likeness for their student athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask, where is the line? One would have hoped, okay, it's moving down, but for the youth, the 12 and under, we should be doing all we can to have an engaged community where there's a dream. And when I say community, and maybe someone will say, oh, you're being a globalist. Sometimes, by getting to know people from different cultures gives you greater sensitivity and understanding of their perspectives. So that's why I think when I mentioned soft power earlier, the Little League World Series and its programs, as well as certain other youth organizations, it's important to create that community because that community can create better understanding.
And I think to your point too, Brian Marks, unfortunately, I know we've run out of time, but I'd love to have you back on the show. You're excellent. To your point, though, I think there's also a difference when you're talking about a team that clearly was coming here to play the game. They applied for visas. They were coming to play a game. They were coming to play either a number of games, and they were going to return. And again, that is legal, if not for a travel ban in place. I think that's a little bit different, certainly, than some of the things we've been seeing in our country, which is to get illegal immigration under control. And this doesn't fall under that category. Brian Marks, I want to thank you again for coming on the show, sharing such great insight, and I hope you'll come back on really soon.